Blog Talk Radio.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking free.
You know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between us till we're separate hearts.
Talk radio, I guess. And my name is Michael. It's, you know, hey, I've had a really good day so far. Hopefully you're having a great day too. And, you know, I was sitting here earlier today and, you know, I've been tweeting over on the Twitter account and posting some videos and just, you know, just chilling with Spirit and just hanging out. You know, we forget that we can do that. We forget that we can just hang out with Spirit, and I think we need to do that more often. And I think that if we did that more often, I don't think that we would have half the problems that we have. It's just that meditation state. You know, it's just, you know, I put on some dance music earlier, and I was just dancing away a lot of my negativity. You know, hey, I have it too every once in a while, And, you know, it's just good just to get rid of that stuff and, you know, just be us. And, you know, I love that song because, you know, that's one thing that I've been trying for years now for us to get to is to be us. You know, to be those spiritual beings that we already are, we just have to tap into that. And, you know, years and years ago, you know, Spirit called me to do what I'm doing right now. Did I totally understand where this path would lead me back then? No. And probably a good thing I didn't know back then. Because there's a lot of things that, you know, I don't know about. But, you know, I am glad that Spirit helps us through even those moments when we just don't know. And, you know, Spirit always does know. And Spirit always knows what's going on with us and in us. And even knows what we're thinking at times and wants us to really work on that. Because a lot of our problems, my friend, is in our thoughts. You know, it's the way we are thinking about things, how we view things, our perception of life and our perception of other people and even our perception of ourselves. And we really need to look at that. You know, it all starts with us. You know, we should be the change we want to see in the world today. And true change begins inside of us. True change starts from the inside out. And so you might want to think about that. Now, while you're thinking about that, let me pull the card for the show today. It comes from my Gaia deck, actually, and it's the Enchanted Forest card. And on the bottom of the card, it says Mystery, Magic, and Excitement. And I feel as we go into June here, as we step into June, it's June 2nd, and as we step into June, I really feel like that June is going to be that month for us to break free from our limited belief systems, to break free from our fears, and to really begin to soar into where Spirit wants us. And as we do that, we're going to see a lot of magic. We're going to have those exciting times. You know, again, it goes into that perception. You can stay stuck if you want to stay stuck. That's totally up to you. But I am tired of being stuck. I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm ready to be all that I can be. And I really want to step into that place. You know, I really want to step into that place. And I believe that you want to step into that place too. I really do. But right now, I don't think you'd be listening to this program if you didn't want to be stepping into that place. So let's move forward into that mystery and that magic and that excitement that June will hold for us. You know, I don't know when it's going to unfold for us, and that's part of the mystery. If we knew everything that was going on, you know, ahead, there wouldn't be any mystery. There wouldn't be any magic. There wouldn't be any excitement because we would know every detail. And I don't want to know every detail. I want things to unfold as they are going to unfold. And we got to be more willing to accept that. Okay, what should I tell you? There's some things I need to tell you about. Let's go ahead and, first of all, give you my website, my personal website, where you can learn, well, not right now about me because that about page is not there yet. I'm working on the website. The website is coming along. It's slow, but I want it to go slow. You know, I think sometimes we rush into things. And so, but you can go over and check out www.insightswithmichael.com. Insights with Michael. Actually, it has changed. It's www.insightswithmichael now. And because that's what I give you. I give you insights into your life, insights into your everyday questions. So it's Insights with Michael, www.insightswithmichael. All right. Is my personal website address. Over there, you can, right now, you can book a reading over there on that front page. You can look at the welcome video. And I will tell you a little bit about the welcome video that's over there. In about the last 6 minutes of that video, I want you to go over there and watch for something. Okay? That video was made yesterday. And while I was making it, there at the last 6 minutes of that video, there is some activity there. Look for some white flashes. One starts at the top, one's at the bottom, one comes across, one goes around my head, actually. And so pay attention in those minutes because there's some paranormal activity that's going on in there. Paranormal activity is just unexplained activity. That's all it is. And so just go over there and look, see what you think about it. I will tell you that when that video is being filmed, the windows are covered in the room where that video was taken. So that is not lights coming in somewhere. The windows are covered in here. So you tell me. And if you can figure it out, you can write me at yourawakening@gmail.com. Yourawakening@gmail.com is our email address. And insightswithmichael@ymail.com is an email address as well. Okay? Or you can use a contact form that you can find all over at www.insightswithmichael.com. All right? Okay. It's going to take me a while to start saying insightswithmichael.com instead of what it was. So I had to catch myself. You get in a habit of saying things and you just start saying them. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then I'll be taking your phone calls. If you would like to be a part of the program and you would like to talk to me, 347-327-9316 is the call number to this program. There are a few people ahead of you, not very many at this moment. 347-327-9316 is the call number to this program. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this moment in time where we can just let go and just trust you. Father, Mother God, that is what you're calling us to do right now, is just to trust. It's just to let go of ourselves and to go into the center, go into where you are. That is what you are calling all of us to do. To let go of those limited belief systems and those fears that have been holding us back for too long now, and to break free from those things. For in doing so, we will find our true self, that spirit self inside of us. Father, Mother God, right now, as I begin this program, let me totally move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. Let me speak what you would have the listeners to hear today. Father, Mother God, talking about my listeners right now, I pray for them. I pray that you would meet their needs. Some of them need jobs. Some of them are looking for romance. Some of them are considering moving. Some of them are just stuck right now and really need some answers. Supply those right now. Surround every listener live and archived right now with angels. Break us out of those things that have been holding us back. Break those chains off of us right now, those attachments, anything that would be keeping us from moving forward. And right now, surround us with that white light of protection. Put guardian angels around us right now and keep us all safe. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Sandra. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. How can I help you today?
And thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that you can help me. I have a situation going on with my superintendent in my building who's being extremely negative towards me.
Okay.
And this is new for me because I've been here many years and we've always had a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, I guess, surprised and a little, I guess hurt that this is going on.
Right.
And I don't know, I mean, I've been trying to spiritually protect myself. I'm kind of wondering if you saw the situation getting better or how you saw the situation kind of ending up.
Unfolding at this moment. Okay, let me look at this. So, I don't want his first name, but could you just give me initial of his name, please?
T.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into this situation. I will tell you immediately that, not to take this personal. I don't feel like that it's personal. I just feel like he's taking it out on you. And you're not the only one he's taking it out on, but I just feel like that he's under a lot of pressure, and I'm not making excuses for his behavior because that's unacceptable. But I don't really see it personal. Now, I also will tell you that I do feel like that here, you know, this coming week, I still feel like that there's still going to be a little strife here, a little problem here and there. But as you go out of this week and into the next weekend, I really feel like that things will lighten up. And I actually feel like that he will apologize here, it looks like about mid-month here. Because he knows that what he's doing isn't right, and you know, but right now he is having a hard time seeing that. But he will come to that realization, will apologize, because like you said, you've been there for a long time. This is totally out of character for yours and his relationship, and so just give him a break right now. He's under a lot of emotional stress, just like all people are at right now. But he will admit to what he's doing, and he will ask you to forgive him for what he's doing right now. Okay?
You think so? I mean, he seems like he's been carrying this grudge for the last, like, 3 months for some reason. I've apologized to him because he stated that I did some negative things to him, which I really didn't, but regardless, I think it was his perception. And
It was just his perception, and right now, like I said, he's under a lot of stress, and he's just seeing things they're not real, you know, going on right now. And that's what he did with this. You know, you're saying some things, he took it the wrong way. But I do feel like that he will get past this and things will be better here. Looks like to me at least by mid-month here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. You know, I definitely see an improvement here. Let's go ahead, and my switchboard is not acting right at the moment, but that's okay. You know, the one thing about this program is a lot of times there is paranormal activity going on, and I have to realize that sometimes. And Jordana, I appreciate you calling in. You're on air. Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you? It sounds like you're pretty upbeat today.
I am. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. It's Sunday fun day, right?
Sunday. Yeah, okay. How can I help?
Hey, I'm just wondering what you're seeing for the future of my relationship, if you're seeing it being long-term.
Definitely. That was pretty
cool. You are.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I'll just tell you how I work sometimes. You know, I see like a little screen in front of me, and when you said it would your relationship work, I saw definitely running across the top of this computer here, and I was like, okay, that's definite. And so yeah, I would say, you know, long term, I feel like that this is going to start increasing more and more as you go out of this year and into next year. I do feel like that there is some kind of a commitment, a serious commitment, more next year on this, you know, from the other person involved in this relationship.
Totally fine. I mean, you know, like, I don't mind waiting. I was just wondering if it was because we did go through a rough patch for a little bit, but now things are good.
Yeah, well, and everybody's going to have those rough patches. I mean, I bet if you ask anybody out there that's in a long-term relationship, there's some rough patches that people go through.
Exactly.
Right. No, it's never perfect. Not every day is going to be perfect. But you know, the one thing I would tell you, you guys do have a strong relationship. I also feel like that this is a very past life reconnection here as well. And so, you know, you got everybody working. On the other side, you got a whole bunch of people working to see this happen. And so I would continue forward with this. And, you know, like I said, I see it more developing more into something more serious as you go out of this year. You know, getting past this rough spot and then more on his part. There is also something going on with him right now that got him a little distracted. So you might just...
Yeah, it's work-related. He's actually in the process of launching a new business.
Yeah.
And I'm well aware, you know, that's going to keep him busy. And I'm actually, enrolled in culinary school. So that starts in July. So really from, like, July until January, I'm going to be crazy busy too. So I think it'll work out.
Yeah, it's going to work out. And you know, both of you are going to be a little busy right now. But like I said, you know, towards the end of the year, things get more serious, and the next year I do feel like that there is a commitment from
him. You do? Oh, that's really good. Now, I wanted to ask you, too, regarding this, his business. I'm actually the investor in it. Now, it's taken longer than expected because my lawyer is still working on the contract, and he had to put in a lot of hours. So now my lawyer said he won't be done with it until probably the end of this week. Is my boyfriend and his father going to be okay with that? Or, I mean, they can't really do anything, I guess, because I'm the one providing the money.
Yeah, they're good. They're going to be okay with that. There's not
okay.
going to be a problem. Yeah. So let's don't create a problem. I don't see a problem. Let's not create one. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No. Thank absolutely. You. I just wanted to make sure because I was like, well, I was supposed to be in by last week, but you know, he's still working on it. Those are things we can't really help.
Yeah. It takes all this legal stuff takes time sometimes. All right.
It
Thank
does.
You.
It does. Thank you. Have a good Sunday.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye bye. Okay, if you'd like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. You can join us for Sunday Fun Day. All right. Missy, hi.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Yes, I just want to know if you see romance, romance coming in my future.
Okay, is there somebody you're interested in? Why would I see somebody around you? I feel somebody's energy around you.
Let me think here. I don't know if it's, there was somebody I'm interested in, but we haven't spoken in a few months, and I don't know if you mean my ex-husband,
I'm feeling like an energy around you. I'm going to be quiet for just a second while I tap into this a little more, okay?
Sure.
Because it's a little confusing for me, and I'm sure it's confusing for you as well, so hold on. Well, let's try to get you some real answers here, okay? Let me see.
Sure.
Okay. I think the one thing that I'm feeling that Spirit wants you to look at is look at your feelings for the person, these people, you know, your past relationships. Really examine your feelings towards them and your emotions towards them. I will tell you that I don't see a relationship with either one of those, but I do feel like that something new is popping into your path here. And I'm going to say it looks like it's about 3 months out. Let's see where Spirit counts, okay? Because Spirit counting and us counting could be different, okay? So let's see what 3 months to them is. That's what I thought they were going to do. They're going to count July. So let's go July, August, September. So I would say by the end of September, there should be somebody popping in here, okay?
Okay.
It does look very solid to me. It does look like a very solid relationship. And this is somebody new. This is not somebody from your past, not anybody you even know right now. This is what you need right now. You need like a new start. I feel like that you're sort of feeling a little stagnated right now. And it's just like you need new blood to pump in there. Does that make sense to you? Because I keep feeling like it's very just slow right now with every area of your life. So things are just not moving.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. And so I just feel like that you're ready for something to move and break free here. And I definitely see that. Now, why would I see all of a sudden with you, I keep seeing something with work, like frustration or something like that?
You're tripping me out. Because I did have two questions, but I didn't want to ask the other one. And I'm kind of stuck because...
Oh, you're definitely stuck, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have childcare, and I can't get childcare until I have more hours. But until I get more hours, I mean, I have the hours, but I don't have childcare for the hours. And it's just, I'm starting to wonder if God's... Like, the only day I can work or the only 2 days I can work right now is Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
However, the job that I'm in isn't working out great.
You're changing jobs. You're changing jobs.
Okay.
You're about to you're about to make a decision to leave that job where you are. A new job's about to open for you, and this looks like it opening up to you. Looks like to me about the end of June here. And then you are going to be able to have childcare. I actually feel like the place that you are going to go to maybe even provides that. And so, because a lot of businesses do have that available, because they know that people work, and they, you know, and they know that people have children, and so
right.
You know, so there's a lot of places that are offering that now. So I do feel like a job change for you, and a very positive job change for you. I feel like that June and July are going to be really positive months for you. And that's good, because you need that right now. You just need.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm racking my brain.
Yeah.
You need trying to figure out what I can do spiritually. I'm trying to, I don't know, I just feel like that, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and things are about to break free for you, I promise, because I see that. But I definitely see a job change coming up here pretty quick for you. And then the romance thing was down the line, but I definitely see a job that, you know, Spirit brought that up. Cause they, you know, it's amazing that Spirit knows what's going on in our lives and knows what our real focus is. And so,
yeah.
You know, and they have a way of bringing that up. But hopefully I helped you, and I appreciate you calling in today.
Absolutely, Michael. You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, yeah, and anybody that wants to set up a full reading with me, if you feel like that you want a full reading with me, you can find that information up there at www.insightswithmichael. And if you go to the old website, which is www.spiritualawakening.com, either one of those are going to get you to the same place. But right at the top of that page, right, where you see the video, you're going to see some little arrows. They're going to be pointing to a button. You can click that button and you can book a reading with me. And if you need a reading today, you're not going to be able to do that unless you send me an email, and then we'll work something out, because I do have some time this afternoon. If you need a reading today, a full reading with me, just drop me an email and we'll get that set up for today. You can drop me an email at either one of these email addresses, insightswithmichael@ymail.com, or you are awakening. I forget my email addresses sometimes. youareawakening@gmail.com. All right? Either one of those will get you to me. All right? Or you can just fill out the contact form right there, and that will get to me as well. Okay? There's a whole bunch of ways to get hold of me. All right. Or you can even call the phone number. That's right there on that website. All right. Let's talk to Susie B. Hello?
Hi, Michael. I'm so happy that you're there today. I truly am.
It sounds like you're not having a good day.
No, I'm not.
Okay. How can I help you?
It was a good weekend. I'm gonna just say that it was positive. It was good.
Right. What's going on right now? Why are you down right now?
Well, I'm just really afraid of being hurt.
Okay, well, I think, Susie, let me tell you something, okay? Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you, okay?
Okay.
We're all afraid of that. We're all afraid of getting hurt. I mean, and that's why we keep people at bay at times. I mean, I'm guilty of this as well. And, you know, we all don't want to be hurt. Nobody wants to be hurt. But if we don't open up to other people, then we are always going to stay stuck. Yes, maybe you'll get hurt, and I hope not. But you've got to take that chance, because if you don't take that chance and live life, then you might as well just put yourself in a box and just stay there. Because
there's
always that possibility that we're going to get hurt. There's always that possibility. And Spirit doesn't want us hurt. But even if we do get hurt, there's one thing I've learned in my life, Susie, is that even if we get hurt, there are lessons that we learn from that. Okay, I'm not saying that you are. I want you to be sure that you're not misinterpreting what I'm saying. But the thing is we got to open up to love. We got to open up to possibilities. And yes, maybe we'll get hurt down the line. But, you know, there's lessons to learn in life. The one thing I will tell you, your mind is playing games right now. So the one thing I want to tell you, CCB, to do right now, as soon as you get done talking to me, I mean, as soon as you get done talking to me, I want you to go into meditation, okay? As soon as you get done talking to me, I want you to take at least 5 minutes, and I want you to go into meditation. I want you to quiet your mind. You need to be in control right now. Your mind is lying to you, okay? And trying to convince you that you're going to get hurt, that this is not going to work out. I can almost hear your brain talking to you. And so you need to, right now, you need to take a whip and get that thing under control, okay? So meditation as soon as we're done talking, okay? And you can listen to the rest of the show later. But one thing that I want you to do is go into meditation, because I really feel like if you go into meditation, as soon as we're done talking, I really feel like the Spirit will show you a whole bunch of good things that are ahead for you. Right now, your brain is trying to mess with us, okay? And try to sabotage your future. I mean, it happens to all of us. It happens to me. We have to watch that, because when good things start happening, there's something inside some of us that start trying to sabotage that. It's an instant thing that we're not even aware of, but it starts happening, okay? And that's what's going on right now. So do not let yourself sabotage this, okay? Because you got a bright future ahead of you, okay? And I love you, and things are going to work out, okay?
Okay, Michael, I appreciate that, but you know that this is a unique situation. It's not.
Right, and but the one nice thing is you got unique situations going on inside of you, also, because you got a spirit inside of you that is bigger than anything that you will ever face, or even anything that your mind can try to create for you, that is not true. So go inward right now. Like I said, go to meditation as soon as we're done talking, and I believe that in that meditation time you're going to see the truth. Okay, But right now, your mind is trying to tell you something that's not true, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you need me, you know how to reach out to me, okay? Drop me an email, all right?
Yes. Thank you very much, Michael. I love you.
I love you. Hang in there, okay? All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, man. Let's go ahead and pray for her right now. I just feel like we're supposed to pray. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, right now, Susie's just not having a good day. And I've been there. I understand that. I understand how our minds can play tricks with us, and how we can, you know, go into a place of fear and not into a place of faith. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray for Susie B. And I just pray that right now you would send angels to her during this time of meditation that she's about to go into. And Father, Mother, God, that you would just speak to her heart and show her the truth. And Father, Mother, God, right now, just cover her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I just pray right now that you would just, man, just let her feel your love right now. Just let her feel that love right now. Let her know that she's not alone. Father, Mother, God, let her know that there might need, you know, maybe she will get hurt down the line. I don't know. I hope not, but that's just a part of life. Let us learn the lessons that we need to learn. Let us be all that we can be. Just be with her at this moment in time. I say namaste. I say amen. All right, let's move on to Susan. Susan, I appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today, hon?
I am doing good. How are you? Is the question.
Good. I was in an accident on Friday, and I was wondering, what the outcome is going to be, because they didn't tell me if she had insurance or not, and my car is, totaled.
Ooh.
And
not good. Are you physically okay?
I had a CAT scan yesterday. I've been having a bad headache since the accident. They said everything was fine.
Because the one thing that I will tell you, as soon as we started talking, I saw your head.
I gashed it. I didn't even know it was gashed, Michael, until, because, you know, after an accident, you had to get all zipped up and stuff, and I didn't, you know, the officer asked me if I wanted to go to the hospital, but I felt okay, you know, and then the next day, I went to touch my head, and I had a bunch of dry blood. but it didn't need stitches or anything.
Yeah, let me look at. I'm going to look at your head really close, okay? Because I'm focused on your head for some reason. So there's a reason why Spirit has me there. So for me to do what I need to do, I need your permission to tap into your energy. I have to have that from you. Is that okay if I tap into your energy?
Oh yes, Michael.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I have to have permission to do that. Okay. You might feel me around your head because I'm going to look at your head really close because there's a reason why I'm focused there. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay. I would just pay attention. I'm seeing something, but I'm not clear on what I'm seeing. But I would just pay attention. If you continue to have these headaches, you know, into, you know, the first part of the week here, Monday or Tuesday, if these are still going on by Tuesdays, these severe headaches that you're having, then I would definitely go back and get checked out again, okay? It's very easy sometimes to miss things. You know, scans are not perfect. Technology is not always perfect. And so, you know, but if you're still having severe headaches, I would definitely go see a doctor, you know, get checked out again if you're still having this, okay? As far as your car goes, I don't think you're going to like this answer. I don't feel like that this person has insurance.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really am. I wish I could. Yeah.
Now, would my insurance company take care of it? I mean, I don't have full coverage. I got just the tort, I guess.
Yeah, I unfortunately, I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, okay? I do see that this is going to have to go to court. I do feel like that that they, you know, your car will be fixed by these people, but it's going to take a little bit of time. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping that this is totally wrong and that I'm not seeing clear, okay? Because I hope that everything gets fixed pretty quick. But what as I'm seeing as a seer at this moment in time, I'm not seeing them with insurance, and I'm seeing that you're going to have to fight this to get this fixed. But like I said, I do believe that they will come around and fix this. I don't think it's going to be a long drug out thing. But you know, I would just be aware of that, and you know, I'm really sorry that you went through this, and you know, I wish I could wave a magic wand and it'd all be fixed, but I don't have that power. If I had a power to wave a magic wand and make everything perfect, I'd do it in my life, and then I'd do it in everybody else's. But
all right.
But
well,
you know,
I believe
things,
it like this, Michael. A lot of people go have worse things than I do. I mean, look what you just went through and stuff. You know, God is good. You know, He watches over all of us.
It could have been worse. You could have got hurt really
bad.
Yes,
it could have been.
Yeah. You know,
because
she
came down a one-way street. I didn't even expect a car coming that way. But the cops were very rude. You know, like they were trying to say there wasn't a sign, and then we actually found the sign and showed a cop. They ticketed her. But you know, don't they, like, when you don't have insurance, don't they, like, tell the person that was in an accident? Like, they told me I had to wait like 5 days for the police report.
I believe that this will be taken care of. Like I said, it's just going to have to. I do feel like it's going to be in a court system for a little bit, not for very long. So. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All right.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're okay. And you know, yeah, if you still are having those headaches, please get checked out. I don't know what's causing that, but my spirit guide keeps focusing on your head. And even though you hung up, I'm going to stay with this for just a second because I keep seeing something. I don't know. All right. Judith, hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
To see, or can you see, what's the outcome for my living arrangements? Trying to see if I should renew my lease or look for something else. And
Okay, you're looking for someplace else. I don't feel like you should stay where you are. I don't think you even want to stay where you are. Actually,
I don't. I hate
yeah.
it here.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I felt. And when you said, should I renew my lease, I heard this big, huge voice in my head that said, no way. And so I was like, okay, no way. So you definitely need to look someplace else, even look in a different neighborhood. You need to get, you know, I would even look in a different neighborhood. Different whole areas, what Spirit's telling me. As far as finances and you know, stuff like that, I believe that that's going to be there to help you with this. On a timeline on this, I'm going to say it looks like to me probably July.
Perfect because my lease is up August.
Yeah, because it was July or August to me. That was very iffy because I did have August and I wasn't sure about that. So I went July, August. So because it could move a little quicker than what I'm thinking. So, but the first thing I had was August. But I thought that there was some movement in July and that could be you finding a place and then, you know, moving in there in August is what I could be seeing here. But, you know, definitely see a better place for you. Because where you are is just not safe. I just don't feel like it's safe. So it is time to move. So be open to that and, you know, start looking around, you know. And also I think you're going to be really pleasantly surprised that you're going to find a place that is really nice, a little cheaper than what you're paying even right now.
That's what I need.
Yeah, not a whole lot cheaper. But a little cheaper than what you're paying right now, and actually a really nice place. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. So just start manifesting. What I would do is start manifesting what you want this place to look like, and just, you know, everything that you want, picture it, you know, and say, okay, this is what I want, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So, and please let me know when this happens, okay? Because I'm excited for you. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
If you would like to be a part of the program, my lines are open. Naturally, you would get right in right after I get to talk to Rose here. But you can call me right now at 347-327-9316. I feel like that there's somebody listening to me right now. That you're having, you're having like a pain right now, that is on the right side of your body, or this could also be a spirit, so we're going to go even with this, but there is something with my right arm, it feels like up in my shoulder, it's either this is a spirit. Dislocated shoulder. They popped their shoulder out. This would have either been in some kind of an accident. I don't think it's a car accident. I feel like it was like a fall or something like that. I feel like I'm falling. If that making sense to you at all, 347-327-9316. Let's talk to Rose. Hello? Rose?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'll tell you something crazy. You know, this is my working weekend, and my right shoulder has been killing me all weekend. I don't know if it's because I've been using it more than I'm used to or what, and that's why I got injured, was from being in a car accident.
Yeah, it's weird that I started picking that up when I saw that you wanted to talk to me, so...
Yeah,
I found that interesting. Yeah, you know, I do feel like that that will get better. I do feel like that it is irritated right now because you're moving it a little bit more. You might just put like some heat on it and see if that helps. Because Stephen is putting like a heating pad on it. He's telling me to put heat on it. And so I would try that. Okay, because he's saying that it needs heat. So.
Okay, definitely, I sure will.
Yeah,
because
he has a gigantic match that he's lighting to show me heat.
<That's cute.
laughs> he's just like, I don't think he wants to set you on fire, I hope, but.
I hope not. That would be a bad day.
That would be a bad day, but I think he's just trying to show me heat here. Anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I want to know what you pick up about that phone call, because I've been worried ever since that. Do you feel like she's safe and she's going to be okay? Or?
Yeah, she's safe. There's no doubt in my mind that she's safe. There's angels that watch over her with gigantic swords. Even if she don't believe in them, doesn't mean that they're not there. That's one thing that we have to realize. Just because we don't believe in angels and we don't believe in all this stuff, maybe, doesn't mean that it's not there happening. Every time I've seen her, and I should have told you this a long time ago, anytime that you've ever talked about her, I see like two male angels, big, big muscled angels with swords. That stand around her and protect her. So you don't need to worry about that. She's okay. As emotional, I do feel like that there is a breakup that's about to come here. I would say probably by the end of this month. So emotionally, she's going to be in a shaky place. But as far as her safety goes, her being physically safe, she's fine. Again, that's just your mind and your human stuff just trying to get in the way here. I wouldn't worry. And when you're a little distance from her right now, and I understand that. And, when we are a long distance, it's just normal to worry. But just put her in the hands of spirit. And like I said, there are angels that stand right around her that watch over her. Otherwise, she would have had some problems by now, but they're working in her behalf, even if she doesn't believe in them. They're still there. Okay.
Thank you, Michael. I just needed to hear that because I'm glad I'm working this weekend. It helps keep my mind off it,
And, like I told Susie B, the one thing that I would tell you, Rose, is, after you get off of work or whenever that is, just take some time to yourself and do some meditation and just quiet down your brain a little bit. Because I do feel like that your brain is overactive at the moment. So, especially where your daughter's concerned, which has always been the case here. Because your daughter sort of knows how to manipulate this, to make this chaos in your head. I would just really ask your angels to help you with that and just calm your brain down a little bit. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, I have open lines for the first time throughout the whole show. 347-327-9316. I'm going to talk for a little bit, but don't let that stop you. If you want to call in here, it's okay, even if I'm talking. 347-327-9316. The show is all about helping you, but also, the one thing I want to talk about really quick here. And Rose, could you check 765? They just put their thing up that they want to talk. Could you check them for me, please? And the one that I want to talk about is our brains. Let's just talk about our brain for a second. Do you know that your brain and my brain comes up with all kinds of things? We have thoughts constantly. Our brain never stops working. Even when we're sleeping, we are thinking. Our brain never sleeps. It's always working. Always coming up with stuff. Let's play a little game for a minute, okay? I'm gonna show you how our brains can work, okay? Not for a higher good either, okay? Let's say, for example, let's use me, Okay. Let's say that I go to Walmart. All right, I'm going to Walmart. I'm in a good mood, actually. I'm pulling into the Walmart parking lot. I get out of my car. I'm all happy. I'm all great and wonderful. And then all of a sudden, I go through the door, and this guy's coming out of the door, and I slurping down. Now, listen to how my brain's working. I slurping down that he gave me a dirty look. Now, most likely, in reality, he probably didn't even see me at all. He was probably just looking through me. But my brain said, hey, that guy has a problem with you. Okay? So all of a sudden, I get my shopping cart, and I'm going to do my groceries, and I'm thinking, maybe he really did have a problem with me. And then, by the time I'm leaving the store, I'm really mad at this guy that's probably never even probably looked at me at all. And my brain has come up with all these scenarios that this guy hates me and probably doesn't even know me. And following what I'm saying, so we got to really watch what we're thinking. It's our perception of things that get us in trouble. How we look at things. You know, we got to be really careful. Also, the one that I want to warn you about is be really careful in conversations, at least in June here. You know, when you're talking to somebody, be sure that you're clear on what they've said. Because I think a lot of times we are filling in blanks from people. What I mean by that is I think that at times we're going, okay, this person said this when they really didn't say that. I've had that a lot happen to me, especially where readings are concerned. I'll have people say, you said that. And I was like, no, I didn't say that. You know, because our brains, and this is one thing that we have to watch, is a lot of times our brains will fill in the blank. Anybody have a smartphone? I don't really call them smartphones because, I don't know, they don't seem very smart to me. But I have a friend that has a smartphone. And when they're texting, if they pause for a minute, there's a blank. And so their phone will fill in that blank. And a lot of times it comes up with some crazy stuff. And so your brain is sort of like that. Your brain, if there's a blank, your brain will fill in that blank place. And then most of the times with some really weird stuff. So really keep an eye on that, okay? Especially as you go into June. Just be really clear on what people are saying to you, what you're saying to people, so there won't be any miscommunications. All right. All right. Let's talk to Margie really quick here. Margie, I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, that's good. How can I help?
I think I just have to be reassured that there's not anything wrong.
Okay, okay. Well, hold up for a minute. All right, let's back up the wagon here for a second. Okay, why are you even thinking there is something wrong? Is my question is why?
Okay,
why
physically. Yeah.
Physically. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Well, I've been kind of down in the dumps, but just kind of for a couple of days.
Yeah.
But
well, your energy's off. Yes, your energy's off. Is there anything physically going on with you?
I don't know. That's what makes me wonder if there is, because I've been so tired the last two or three days.
No, you're just depressed.
Just felt a little pain in my chest, and then I don't know, I haven't eaten very good, so it's like, okay, something wrong, should I go to the doctor? It's been on my mind.
Okay. What I'm seeing is that you are a little depressed at the moment. That's keeping you from eating, which is not good. You're stressed out, which is causing this pain in your chest. Now, if this continues, you know, go get checked out physically, you know, just to be sure you're okay.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, I don't see anything physically going on here. But, you know, again, you know, especially because you are having some pain in your chest, You know, my thing would be, you know, if this continues, definitely pay attention to it. But, you know, then go get checked out. But right now, I just feel like that this is all stress-related. Watch that. You know, the one thing I would ask your angels to do right now is help you through. There's something that's depressing you, and I feel like that this is on a subconscious level. I don't even feel like that you're even aware of this.
I'm trying to figure it out. I've been sitting here the last couple of days going, okay, why am I feeling this way? I can't, you know, I couldn't figure it out.
So this is on a subconscious level. So there's a lot of people that would disagree with me on about what I'm about to say, and that's okay because everybody's entitled to their own opinions. But the one thing that I would tell you is I would ask your angels to help you with your subconscious thoughts and heal whatever this is, because I feel like that this is a past life issue. And so what I would do, Margie, right now is ask your angels to help you heal whatever that is, because they know what it is, and, you know, they know where it's coming from, and so they can help you with that. So I would definitely do that. The other thing that you really need to do at night, especially night, for at least the next 2 weeks here, every time right before you go to bed, you need to ask your angels to protect your subconscious mind while you sleep, because I feel like you're being attacked while you're sleeping. And so you need to put guards around your mind, and you can do that by asking your angels to help you with that, because I just feel like that there's just a lot of stuff going on in your dream life that is not very positive at the moment. So I would just ask your angels to help you with that, okay?
Okay. Is that somebody that's doing it to me, or is it just...
It's just something that happens. I don't see anybody doing anything that I'm aware of. It's just a part of our lives. Yeah, because I don't feel like anybody doing this. I don't feel like, you know, I looked at this really close to see, but I don't see anybody sending anything to you. I don't see a psychic attack here at all. Those are things that I looked at really quick here when you talked about some of the symptoms that you were having, but I don't see any of that. So as a reader, my thing is, you know, start eating. I feel like your eating habits right now is causing a lot of this. So I would, you know, just start eating a little better, and I feel like that you'll pull out of this. I would say by next weekend you're pulling out of this spiral that you're in right now, and I feel like by next weekend that you're back to your normal self, or whatever that is for you. Hey, I mean, normal to some people was different than, you know.
Yes.
So you know, I always... My mom always told me when I was younger, she says, "You're not acting normal." And I was like, "Well, who's normal are we going by?" You know, because I think I'm normal. So whatever that means to you, you're going to get there, okay? I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, what is normal? So that's a good question. All right. Maybe somebody has that answer. The one thing I want to say is phone lines are open, 347-327-9316. We're going to be wrapping things up here in a little bit, because I don't see any reason to be on air as long as I have scheduled, so I feel like that we're getting ready to wrap up. But the one thing I want to talk about is breaking free from negativity. How do we do that? And how we do that is by changing how we're focused on things. You know, we can sit around, and I could sit around right now, and I could take the next hour here and tell you everything that I feel is wrong with my life. But really, is there anything wrong with my life? Is a question. And what I mean by that is there are perceptions of things. You know, how our minds perceive things. Again, it goes back to how our mind is interpreting what's going on around us and in us. First of all, I believe that a lot of times how our brain works is our eyes begin to see things going on around us, and then we have our perception of what that is. We hear something said by somebody, and then we interpret what that person meant by that without going to that person and saying, okay, what did you mean by that? I know that none of you are guilty about that, but you know, I don't know. Because a lot of times I think that we just perceive things that are not real. And then we're spending a whole bunch of energy focused on something that's not even real. That person, you know, a lot of times we, you know, I hear a lot of times people call me and say, Michael, that person's mad at me. And I just like, okay, did you talk to them about it? And they go, no. I just think they're mad at me. Got it? Watch our thoughts. Watch how we perceive things. You know, we can perceive things that right now, if we look around the world right now, we could perceive that there's a lot of problems in our world. And there are a lot of problems in our world. But are they as bad as our mind is trying to convince us? Is the question. And I don't believe they are. Because I believe that the spirit within you and the spirit within me is bigger and powerful than anything that we will ever face or come up to, come against us. You know, earlier in the day, I was sitting here and I was thinking about, you know, my life and where I'm at right now. You know, May for me was hard, really, honestly. And a lot of you know that. But, you know, I felt like a break. As I came into June, I just felt like a break. And I feel like a lot of you are feeling that. Like something just popped loose. And again, I think it's our perception. It's how we view things. We can let the world kick us around. We can. We can allow that. But we shouldn't allow that. And so what we have to do is we have to continue doing what we know to do. And that is to move forward, even if that's hard sometimes. I always say this, you know, if you don't know what else to do, you just stand. You don't lose ground. We can't afford to lose ground right now. We hold ground and we stand. I remember one time when I was a little kid, I was just out tossing a football with a friend of mine, and this other kid, for whatever reason, I don't even know why, and I don't think he even knows why he was doing what he was doing, but he came up and he was just trying to start a fight with me, and I just stood there. You know, I didn't try to fight him, I didn't hit him, I didn't do anything to him. Because I just stood. I wasn't going to let him. He told me that I had to leave. And I was like, why? I was like, no, I'm not leaving. And, you know, he was threatening to hit me and all this stuff. And I just stood my ground. Are you listening? A lot of times, you know, lower energies are trying to convince us that we will never reach our goals, that we will never get to where we're going. And we got to get away from the nevers and into the yes, and into that yes place. And we can reach our goals, and yes, we are going to. Yes, the battle has heated up a little bit, but that just means that we're closer to our goal. That means that we're almost there. That's all it means. The battle's always going to heat up. You know, I wish I could tell you that it wasn't, but it is going to heat up a little bit here. There are some things coming on our planet that are going to be some issues for a little bit. I wish I could tell you something different, but I can't. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that together we'll get through whatever we are going to face ahead. There are some things that we will face together always together, but individually and as a collective, there are going to be a difference here. Individually, some of you are going to face some really hard times. Individually. As a collective, and what I mean by that is humanity is a collective. As a collective, we are about to face some really challenges. Okay? As a seer, I have been seeing a lot of things that I wish I wasn't seeing. And some of those I'll be talking about this month. A lot of that was what was causing me to be depressed in May. Because as a seer, we don't always like what we see. But the one thing that I always believe, and the one thing that Spirit helps me with this, is that just because I see possibilities and potentials of things doesn't mean that those things have to happen. They're just potentials. They're just like when I'm doing a reading for you. I'm just showing you potentials of situations. I'm not telling you that it's set in concrete. And that's what we have to do, on what we have to believe. And again, it goes back to perceptions. We can, you know, as a seer, I can see something and say, okay, that is set in concrete, but that's my mind trying to put fear in me because nothing is ever set in concrete. Nothing is ever concreted. There's always a possibility that change is there. So I'm going to be talking about a few things that will be coming up here towards the end of this year as potentials. I'll be sharing those with you as we go into June here. This show is going to make a few changes here in June. We are going to be looking more at you, more at the spiritual you, more looking at a lot of you are going through emotional stuff. Right now, my job is to help you through some of those things, and that's what we're going to be doing. I have somebody that's going to be coming on air with me possibly once a week. She's going to be joining me, and we're going to be talking about how to deal with emotions, how to deal with your inner child, how to get past some of those hurts that are holding you back. A lot of times, if we really are honest with ourselves, we spend way too much time in the land of regret. And we need to get out of the land of regret and into the now so we can get to our future. We don't want to bypass the now. I think a lot of times, you know, people go, okay, I want to get out of my past and I want to get into my future. But they forget about right now. You know, this now moment. Because right now, you're breathing now air. You're not breathing future air. You're breathing now air. And, you know, and in this now moment, I really feel like the Spirit is talking to a lot of people right now. You know, saying, hey, you know what? Shut your brain off for a second. Listen to your heart. Listen to center. Go within. I'm going to be teaching you more how to do that here in June. Of how to really go inward. How that I do what I do to get me moving forward and keeping me moving forward. Going to give you some secrets of my meditation time. Because meditation is very important. And meditation doesn't have to be you being quiet. Meditation, if you go to my Twitter account today, you're going to go to my Twitter account today. Look at the Twitter account. Look at some of those videos that I posted where there's Buddha music playing. Meditation is just quieting your mind. And a lot of those songs that I played today on those videos was me releasing stuff. Do you know that Spirit wants us to be active and moving? Do you know that in movement, there's releasing? I learned that today, that if you're having a bad day, come on, listen to me. If you're having a bad day right now, I want you to go and put on some music. Some music that has a beat to it, that's like a dance music. And, if you want to close your curtains, that's okay. If you don't want people to see you dancing, and I don't have my curtains open when I'm dancing. There'll never be a video of me dancing, I promise. But just have fun. You know, I love the caller that called in and said, Sunday fun day. Why not? A lot of you are dreading already. Your brain's already dreading tomorrow. And when I had a job, when I was working and stuff, about this time on Sunday afternoon, I would start thinking, man, Monday's right around the corner, and man, I don't want to really go to work, and it's going to be awful, and I'm going to have an awful week. And do you hear how our brains talk to us? So, tell it to be quiet right now. It's, again, our perception. I don't understand, and I wish maybe somebody could tell me that. And if somebody can tell me this, that would be great. Why does Monday get such a bad rap? Ever since I was a little kid, I always heard, man, Mondays are awful. Why are Mondays awful? Does anybody even know why Mondays are awful? Because somewhere along the line, somebody perceived Monday to be a really bad day and has passed that down onto all of us. Shouldn't somebody break the cycle and say, okay, Monday's a wonderful day. I can't wait till we get to Monday. Monday's going to be a beautiful day and a wonderful day. Why don't we break the cycle? I don't even know where the cycle started. But somewhere in time, somebody passed down a perception that Monday was a bad day, and we've all bought into it. Do you understand? It's a belief system. And that's how belief systems get started, is that we just believe it. And I think that we need to change that. We definitely need to change that. And there might be other belief systems that we need to change. But I never really even thought about that. But somewhere along the line, somebody said Monday's a really bad day, and then passed that on to somebody else, and passed it on to somebody else, and generation to generation to generation to generation has got to where we are right now. That's how belief systems are formed. Maybe you have a belief system that needs to be changed. Maybe one of your belief systems could be, life is never going to get any better. Somewhere, somebody might have told you that. The question is to you from Spirit is this: are you going to continue to believe that cycle? Are you going to continue to believe that about yourself? You can continue that cycle, and you can continue to believe that belief system if you want, but it's not a true belief system. Things will get better. There's a lot of people, and I've heard this in the last couple of years, and here is another big, huge belief system that needs to change. When our economy started taking this little dip that it's in right now, I heard people start saying, things are never going to get any better, that there is no hope, that we're not going to get out of this financial crunch. It's just going to get worse, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Well, if we stay in that belief system, yes, it will get worse and worse and worse if we choose to believe that. But I choose to believe something different. I choose to believe that it will get better. That I believe that we are coming out of this. That we, yes, old things have to pass away to behold, all new things come into play here. But we have to believe something different. Do you know that depression is a huge thing in the world? Not just in the United States, but in the world. And depression starts with a thought. It starts with thinking, okay, things are hopeless, things are not going to get any better. And usually the person that's depressed says, I'm depressed. Hey, and I trust me, my friends, I battle depression like crazy. I have most of my life. Now, I do believe that depression can be genetic. Sometimes my tongue and my brain don't all work together here, but genetic, passed down. But I also believe that we can deal with it better. We can work through it. Okay? All right. I believe that we're done. I'm actually going to close up for today. I will be back on air tomorrow. Yes. Actually, tomorrow at 11 a.m. We will be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. And pay attention to the show page. Eventually, our website, www.spiritualtalkradio, the official website for this show, will be up and running. Right now, it's not doing that too much. But it will get back up there, and just be patient. www.spiritualtalkradio.net is the official website for this show. And my personal website is www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. If you need to get hold of me for whatever reason, you can use a contact form on www.insightswithmichael.com. You can call the phone number that is right underneath the video there, or you could drop me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com or insightswithmichael@ymail.com. I do have an event that is coming up in Pittsburgh, Kansas. If you're in the area of Pittsburgh, Kansas, and maybe right now you're going, where is Pittsburgh, Kansas? So if you're doing that right now and you're going, where is Pittsburgh, Kansas? Then you're probably not near Pittsburgh, Kansas. But if you are in the area and would like to attend a live event that I'm about to host here on Friday, at 7 p.m. I would love to see you there. I've also got another event planned in Springfield, Missouri in July, and would love to see you there as well. And so, you know, look them up, see if you're close. You know, I will tell you, hey, Springfield, Missouri has an airport. If you want to fly in, that would be great. So, but, you know, totally up to you. I would love to see you there. If you would like to have me in your area and would like to sponsor that, drop me an email. Let's talk and see if I can come there. I would love to see other areas and I'm open to that. I'm open to whatever Spirit wants to do. Spirit has done an amazing thing in my life in this journey. In 2006 is when I started, and I've come a long ways from then, and so have you. You know, look back a few years and look at where you were and look at where you are. Do you know that a lot of times we do not give ourselves enough credit? We don't. We don't give ourselves enough credit. We don't look at, okay, man, I got through that, okay. It's okay to pat ourselves on the back sometimes. You know, those attaboys. It's okay to do that sometimes. It's necessary sometimes to say, hey, you know what? I'm doing okay. And, you know, you are doing okay. Maybe you're having a rough day right now. But I will tell you, this rough day will pass. I've had rough days. They pass. You know, storms come, storms go. That's a nice thing about storms. You know, I can't remember a time in my life where a storm stayed around more than a day. A literal storm. I can't. I don't think, you know, maybe it rained a little bit, but a storm. I'm talking about a storm. I'm talking about lightning and thunder and you know, craziness. They don't last forever. You know, I can't remember one lasting more than a couple of hours or so, really. So, you know, and then we have emotional storms. And I think a lot of times when we're in that emotional storm, when, you know, it feels like we're being tossed into and thrown all around. Yeah, it seems like forever, yes. It seems like it's never going to end. But it does. I've been there. Done that. Got the ugly t-shirt to prove it. They don't last forever. So if you're going through a storm right now, and I feel like somebody listening to me, either live or archived, is going through a storm right now, and I don't want you to think for anything that I don't understand where you are right now, because I do. I've been there. But if you're going through the storm right now, as I get ready to close here, I'm going to pray for you. And I want to tell you this, and I want to speak directly to you right now. So if you're going through that emotional storm right now, and you're in the midst of the battle, know that you'll get through it, okay? And if you need me, holler. You're not alone. And the one thing that we need to realize, and when you're in the middle of that depression, when you're in the middle of the battle, your brain will tell you that you're alone. But you are not by yourself. All you have to do is go to my website. All you have to do is call that number right underneath that video and reach out to me. If you don't get me directly, leave a voicemail. I will call you back. Because I want you to know that you are not in this by yourself. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother God, right now I pray for those that are battling right now, those that are depressed right now, those that are in the heat of the battle, in the midst of the storm, in the eye of the storm, that are feeling like that they're being tossed back and forth. People right now listening to my voice that don't know what to do, that they're just going, man, I don't know what to do. They're just barely hanging on, or at least they think that they're barely hanging on. I pray for them right now. I pray that right now that you would break them free from those limited belief systems, those things that are holding them down, and that you would let them see that sunlight busting through those dark clouds right now. I want the thunder to stop. I want the lightning to stop flashing. And I speak peace into every situation right now. I speak peace into every life right now. I speak peace into every situation right now. And we thank you for it. And we say namaste. And we say amen. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And we'll be back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. We'll see you then. Have a great rest of your Sunday fun day. We'll talk to you later. Maybe I'm going to start calling that Sunday fun day. I liked it. All right. So let's go ahead and say goodbye. Thank you, Rose, for your help. I appreciate it. And you have a great day. Let's go call all angels. All right. Bye-bye.
You don't care.